Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On July 22, 1937, Franklin D. Roosevelt's court packing plan is defeated. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. We are living in an age of deep liberal fury with the Supreme Court. The Republican-appointed majority of the current court, including three justices named by President Trump, has, among other conservative decisions, overturned Roe v. Wade. It has also begun to limit the federal role in environmental regulation and may well target voting rights in the next term. A conservative court overruling a more progressive administration is not a new feature in American life. In the 1930s, as Franklin Roosevelt sought to lead the country through the Great Depression, the high court was a stumbling block. Fresh from a sweeping re-election in 1936, he had carried every state except for Maine and Vermont. FDR addressed the nation in March 1937. His subject, reform of the Supreme Court. He said this, "What is my proposal? It is simply this. Whenever a judge or justice of any federal court has reached the age of 70 and does not avail himself of the opportunity to retire on a pension, a new member shall be appointed by the president then in office with the approval, as required by the Constitution, of the Senate of the United States." That plan has two chief purposes. By bringing into the judicial system a steady and continuing stream of new and younger blood, I hope first to make the administration of all federal justice, from the bottom to the top, speedier and therefore less costly. Secondly, to bring to the decision of social and economic problems younger men who have had personal experience and contact with modern facts and circumstances under which average men have to live and work. This plan will save our national constitution from hardening of the judicial arteries. This plan of mine is not attacking of the court. It seeks to restore the court to its rightful and historic place in our system of constitutional government and to have it resume its high task of building anew on the Constitution a system of living law. The court itself can best undo what the court has done. The Democratic-controlled Congress disagreed with Roosevelt. In a report, the Senate Judiciary Committee made itself plain, writing, "The bill is an invasion of judicial power such as never before been attempted in this country. It is essential to the continuance of our constitutional democracy that the judiciary be completely independent of both the executive and legislative branches of the government. It is a measure which should be so emphatically rejected that its parallel will never again be presented to the free representatives of the free people of America." The plan was voted down, and in what was known as the stitch-in-time that saved nine, a justice began voting more in line with the administration. The lesson? Even in hours of unhappiness and of stress, and the 1930s was very much such a time, there is an enduring American reluctance to change the rules of the game when it comes to the courts. That reluctance may one day, and one day soon, give way. But it didn't for FDR, even with his massive majorities in Congress. That, at least, as we debate the future of the court, is one precedent to keep in mind. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.